Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. It's Tuesday, December 19th, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Good deal.
We're in the final wrap-up here before the holiday season. Well, I guess we're smack dab in the middle of the holiday season.
Yeah.
But the big day's coming up quick.
Yeah, coming up quick. You still got some time to do some shopping and get everything squared away, but it's rolling along. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got a lot of local news and happenings. Going on this year here, especially on the morning show, we've got a discussion about a bunch of books on the local area available now. We have a conversation with one of the authors, and Bill's also got a handful of books in here. Do you want to start with that conversation with that author?
Now, let's talk a little bit first. San Juan Record Bookstore, we've got a whole host of books. The thing I take a tremendous amount of, I don't know, pride in, I guess, is our local and regional books. And 2023 has been a remarkable year for these local and regional books. We got a bunch of them here. They make a great holiday gift. Just realize we haven't talked about these too much. And really, it was a banner year for local books, including Andrew Gulliford, who just came out with a new book, and had a brief conversation with Andrew yesterday. Let's hear that if it's ready to roll. We're joined here this morning by Andrew Gulliford, who has written a remarkable book about Bears Ears, Landscape of Refuge and Resistance. Glad you joined us, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Oh, glad to be here.
Very, very good. This book was published in 2022. We've carried it for much of the year, and I thoroughly enjoyed this book. This is not a light read. This is a comprehensive book. How many pages? 550 pages in this book, including about 130, 140 pages of notes and index and bibliography. Tell us about what is this book about?
Well, so the book's title is Bears Ears, Landscape of Refuge and Resistance, and I'm a historian at Fort Lewis College. We have a house in Bluff, Utah, and I spent 20 years working on this, and it's just an exciting look at 11,000 years of San Juan County history. I've done lots of books on rural and remote places in the United States, but never focused on just one county, and San Juan County is so diverse geographically, socially, historically, that it turned out to be a 15 chapter book. It has 75 photographs, 15 maps, and it was a lot of fun to research and write.
Boy, it is just remarkable in how comprehensive it is, you know, just significant analysis and discussion from so many different perspectives. There's the historical perspective and the cultural perspective. And of course, you dive in deep with the whole process on the designation and creation and shrinking back and then reestablishment of the original boundaries of Bears Ears National Monument. And it's quite a treasure. I think this would make a pretty good addition to anyone's library, whether they're San Juan County or the Red Rock Country, or the Southwest, Native American archaeology and history and culture. Boy, it's quite remarkable. Congratulations on a remarkable work.
Well, thank you very much. And one of the fun things was basically trying to find the origins of tourism in San Juan County. And of course, our first National Monument and all the folks who went out there, Zeke Johnson and others. So that was pretty exciting, getting into Dark Canyon for the first time. So the early tourism history of San Juan County is part of the book. I've got some other sections on pot hunting. I'm very intrigued by, of course, the early Mormon settlers and the Hole in the Rock community and all the prevails they had in Bluff, and then moving on up to Blanding and Monticello. So it was just a lot of work to put it together, but I think it fits together well. Separate chapter on the Navajos, chapters on Utes, and then the whole uranium boom and bust.
Yes.
And what that meant both in terms of developing San Juan County and roads and our libraries. And then, you know, current issues related to Bears Ears and what that means for the county, both in terms of tourism and also, hopefully, financial stability for, you know, businesses that are getting started.
Absolutely. Well, very good. So it's caught the attention here locally, and I think it'd make an excellent book for the holiday season or for a extended winter read. It's also getting attention in other areas. Tell us about this award that you've heard about.
Well, I will. First, one of the interesting places where it's shown up is in something called National Parks Traveler. It got a really good review in that, and now it's a finalist for the Best History Book of the Year award from the Utah Historical Society in the year of publication, which was last year, 2022. So that's really an honor for me as a historian to be, you know, honored by my peers who are also historians. And it was a lot of work. And I want to thank you and the San Juan Record for having the files you have. I spent a couple of days in your small office going through things and finding what other editors said in the 1930s and always the need for better roads. And it was fun going through those old newspapers.
Oh, well, very good. Yeah, they are an attractive feature if you've got some time to spare. You dive into the archives and you'll be there for a while. But you were obviously there in our archives and in many, many, many archives in really developing a comprehensive look at the Bears Ears area, the Bears Ears from a cultural perspective, a political perspective, a land use perspective. Anyway, just a fascinating book. We are visiting with Andrew Gulliford, the author of Bears Ears, Landscape of Refuge and Resistance, a new book that's available throughout the area, including the San Juan Record bookstore here in Monticello. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and have a good Christmas.
Very, very good. You too. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that San Juan County, I think, was known to be a tourist treasure. You know, back in the 1930s, I've got some great quotes from Ernie Pyle.
Yeah.
And it was really fun researching those other reporters and what they had to say about tours and being on horseback and just seeing our beautiful county.
Oh, very good. Yeah, Ernie Pyle, of all people, this renowned World War II correspondent, spent time traveling through San Juan County in the 30s. And as he did everything, he wrote remarkable words about the experience. But
and the editor of Desert Magazine.
Yes. Well, very, very good. Well, thank you once again. We appreciate you joining us, Andrew.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again to Andrew Gulliford.
Yeah, that's that's a great book. We've got a whole bunch of local regional books. Of course, The Bears Ears, a finalist for Utah History Book of the Year by Andrew Gulliford. David Roberts, who's written over 30 books about the area, has a book about Bears Ears in 2023, A Human History of America's Most Endangered Wilderness is the title of that book. Robert McPherson, a retired professor of history at Utah State University in the Blanding campus. He's just been prolific in his retirement with a host of remarkable books. His latest, Power, Prayers, and Protection, A Cultural History of the Utah San Juan River Navajos, an excellent book. Janet Ross, she founded the Four Corners School and has spent her career here, has written a book called A Place Called Home, Quilting a Life of Joy on the Colorado Plateau, a memoir of her remarkable life. Blanding resident Carol Fredere has recently published a story about her father, Robert Foster, and his first family. Passionate Visions and Sacrificial Children is the culmination of her efforts. Her father founded the Rockland Ranch in San Juan County, where he lived with several wives and their children. Pretty amazing story. We also have the definitive, finally, history of the Dugout Ranch, this remarkable piece of real estate in one of the most remarkable ranches in the western United States. Lee Bennett has culminated 30 years of effort in publishing The Dugout Ranch, a land use perspective about the ranch. Anyway, just some great books available at the San Juan Record bookstore or at anywhere you buy your local books.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Hearing a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless broadband internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower Co-op.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Well, again, that's morning show on Red Rock 92. Some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Three young people arrested in connection with a street shooting in Cortez. You may recall on September 15th, the shooting occurred near Empire and Market Street in Cortez. And not the intended target, but 18-year-old Jocelyn Mark was seriously injured in the shooting. Police have been seeking connections with the shooting since it occurred. They did have folks, one young man arrested the night of the shooting, and another turned themselves into the police on October 20th after having a warrant out for their arrest. But three other arrests made in connection to that occurring just this past week, according to a report from Bailey Duran of the Cortez Journal. That brings the total of five people arrested in connection with that September 15th shooting, including one 19-year-old, three 18-year-olds, and an unnamed 17-year-old minor. So really interesting story that continues to develop. There's another suspect, 17-year-old, who's not been named, that's still at large. Lots involved in this case, and the court system and law enforcement trying to work it out.
Congratulations to the system, too, for sticking with that. It happens 3-4 months ago, but to move to this point is good work.
Yeah. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area for you this morning. Taking a look from the Times Independent, Gwen Dilworth reporting on the town of Moab's work to bring addiction recovery services to the area. 3 years ago, the nearest medicated assistant treatment centers for addiction recovery were in Price and Grand Junction, Colorado, for Moab residents. That meant daily doctor-administrated medications like methadone used to help people recover from opioid addiction weren't accessible to most people in southeast Utah. That changed when the recovery center at Moab Regional Hospital opened in June 2021, and with it a federally regulated opioid treatment program. Program, again, been in operation since that time and serving people throughout the area. Additional information about their work and how it's helping folks in need of addiction recovery can be read in the latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have memorial services and funeral notices.
Yes, there'll be funeral services for Elaine Sondrager White from 9 to 10:30 on Thursday in Blanding. The burial will take place in Monticello. She passed away over the weekend. Funeral services for Marianne Wetton Lyman, age 86 and a longtime resident of Blanding, are Friday in Orem. Visitation at 1 on Friday, December 29th, at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So the local event is December 29th. She will be buried in the Blanding Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th. For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab, doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, 9:30 a.m. on this Tuesday morning.
That song we just heard, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals, was the number one song in the land 37 years ago today in 1986. The writer wrote the song. He saw a bunch of people. They were walking on a ferry, and he was laughing how they were walking. It reminded him of Egyptian hieroglyphics. So he came up with this concept of walking like an Egyptian. I like it. That song is the first song ever by an all-female group playing their own instruments. The first number one song there. So Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals. That's an awesome song. On this day in 1843... So 180 years ago today, A Christmas Carol was published by Charles Dickens in London and instantly became a classic. On this day in 1998, articles of impeachment were approved by the U.S. House of Representatives to impeach President Bill Clinton for perjury and obstruction of justice. Today, boy, this is something I got help just hearing what the day is and thought, I need to do this. Today is National Oatmeal Muffin Day.
Mm.
My diet's been a heavy dose of Christmas treats for the last few weeks, and I think an oatmeal muffin may be exactly what I need. So after the show, I think I'm going to go find me a muffin. It's got to be better than the chocolate cheese balls that I had for breakfast. Chocolate and cheese balls.
That sounds
pretty good. Those are two
separate
things. Yeah. Cheese balls dipped in bacon.
Wow.
Man, it's good stuff. But I need a oatmeal muffin. That's in addition.
Yeah, that's what you think.
No, that's what I know. Today's also Look for an Evergreen Tree Day. Today, look around, see if you can see a tree that'd make a good Christmas tree. When I was growing up, my best friend was obsessed with the perfect Christmas tree. He inherited that need from his mother, who always had the perfect tree. I remember as a kid, though, she would flock this tree and cover it with pink lights And I remember as a kid thinking, oh, I hope that's a girl tree and not a boy tree. That would be humiliating to be dressed in pink. But anyway, that's the mind of a 10-year-old. So whenever we drove around in the mountains growing up with this friend, and this is regardless of the season, it could be in the middle of summer or the spring, it didn't matter. He'd just stare out the window and point out every perfect Christmas tree. So, So today is the day for you, Dr. Rhett Maughan. Anyway, great day. Birthdays today, actor Jake Gyllenhaal is 43. Alyssa Milano is 51. She starred in Who's the Boss as a teenager. Actress Jennifer Beals is 60 years old today. Of course, she was in Flashdance. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire was born today in 1941. He died in 2016. And this is interesting. Actor Mike Luckenland is 63 years old today. He was 8 years old when he landed the role of a lifetime, Bobby Brady in the Brady Bunch. Anyway, he's a native of Mount Pleasant, Utah. He lives on the Wasatch Front. Runs a decorative concrete company up there. And he's an occasional spokesman for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. So he must know the Red Rock country down here.
Interesting.
Actress Cicely Tyson would be 99 years old today, but she passed away last year. Great actress. December 19th, local birthdays for Kelly K. Rexford, Craig Jensen, and Linda Young. They're all natives who aren't living here in the Red Rock country right now, but maybe they're coming home for Christmas. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. We also got another notice. Our good friends at the Canyonlands Copy Center, people in the Moab area may not have received your holiday coupon mailer. This is a mailer that comes out occasionally, and it's got tons of good holiday deals. If you didn't get your mailer, you need to come by and pick up a packet at the Advertiser or the Moab Mailing Center. Advertiser on 56 East, 100 South. The Mailing Center at 375 South Main Street. So you may have it'd been thrown away by accident, more than one person in your household. There's a number of reasons you didn't get your holiday coupon mailer, but if you want one, go by and pick it up.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Got a couple of segments for you coming up. We've got The Artful Life with Alan Williams, and then the on-air job fair, and the sports reports to follow. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Three cultures celebrate their holidays around December: Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas. Many don't have exposure to this area, to Hanukkah or the Festival of Lights. However, when we lived back in the Washington, D.C. area, there were many Jewish people who celebrated this holiday. This celebration dates to the 2nd century when the Maccabean brothers revolted against the Turkish Empire. Because the Jewish calendar is based upon a lunar system, this holiday may occur from late November to late December. We associate candles with this holiday and blue and silver colors. 9 candles on the candelabra are called a menorah. The shamash is the 1 candle used to light the other 8 candles. Each night, 1 candle is lit until all 8 candles are lit together on the final night of Hanukkah. A spinning top called a dreidel is associated with this holiday, as well as latkes or potato pancakes. The Berliner donut is round, fried, and filled with jam or custard and sprinkled with powdered sugar. Hanukkah is a relatively minor holiday, but because of Christmas being so close, it is given more visibility. Some of my Jewish friends said they celebrate both holidays, and the children love it because they receive presents on both days. Kwanzaa is a more recently established holiday as part of the African-American culture from December 26 to January 1st. Generally on the 6th day is a communal fest called Karamu, first celebrated in 1966. About 6 million people celebrate Kwanzaa. I never heard of this holiday until we moved back east. Manao Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1966 after the Watts riots in Los Angeles, specified and helped African Americans to celebrate. He felt that his goal was to give Black people an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give them an opportunity to celebrate their history. The word derives from Swahili Matunda y Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. An A was added to the name so that it would have the symbolic seven letters. Originally, it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas. Later, practicing Christians were included, so many observed both Kwanzaa and Christmas. Families decorated their houses with colorful African cloth such as kente and fresh fruits. Some drumming and musical selections are used, as well as readings of the African pledge. Candles are lit, artistic performances given, and finally, a feast. United Kingdom, Jamaica, France, Canada, and Brazil also celebrate Kwanzaa. Christmas is a Christian celebration. I still chuckle when I think of non-Christian countries who have adopted the decorations and songs of Christmas with no spiritual connection to the origins of this holiday. One friend said non-Christian storekeepers decorate their stores to the hilt with Christmas symbols. I guess it's all in the name of capitalism. Whatever holiday you celebrate, it makes December a joyous month of celebration. In Kwanzaa, it's Habari Gani. In Hebrew, it's Hag Arurim. And in English, Merry Christmas. May yours be wonderful. This has been An Artful Life.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Siffer. One last hurrah before Christmas. The Monticello boys basketball team pays a visit to Blanding tonight for the annual pre-Christmas showdown between the Buckaroos and San Juan Broncos. It's our final high school hoops broadcast of 2023. Tips set for 7 o'clock and we'll be on the air starting at 6:30 on Red Rock 92 with video on streamutah.live. In another showdown between local teams, the Grand County boys are hosting Green River tonight. The San Juan girls are playing on the road at Summit Academy, and the Montezuma Cortez girls are hosting Kirtland. And there's one final wrestling event before Christmas. The Monticello Buckaroos are hosting the Monument Valley Arizona Mustangs. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at the regional sports report now. The Denver Nuggets defeated the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, 130-104. Jamal Murray leading the way with 22 points for Denver. And the Utah Jazz beating the Brooklyn Nets, 125-108. Talen Horton-Tucker with 27 points for Utah. In action tonight, the Phoenix Suns are in Portland taking on the Trailblazers. That game tipping off at 8 o'clock. Well, that is going to do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, hope you have a great Tuesday.